Okay, I am KJV only and believe the preserve word, but how exactly are the other versions translated? It's obviously not the Greek, correct? We already talked about that one earlier. Okay, we already talked about this one because I'm trying to mark these as already finished. Do you know why Genesis 1:1 in the KJV uses heaven singular, but in the Spanish Reina Valera preservada? I don't know if they mean purificada.
Probably.
Unless there's another one called the Preservada, but maybe there is. It uses los cielos plural. I assume it's because it's like how we use skies in English, even though it's singular, to refer to its size and enormity. Here's what's going on. It's one of those things where the Hebrew word there, shamaim, is basically, it's a word that is structurally a plural word, but it can be used in a singular manner, like with a singular verb. Sort of like even the word for God, Elohim, which also has that plural im ending, but yet it's used with a singular verb. So it can be, it's just God, singular verb. It's grammatically used in a singular way, but its morphology is plural. So the Hebrew word for heaven is the same way, shamayim. Basically, that I'm ending it sounds dual or sounds plural in Hebrew, and because there's no verb associated with it in verse one, just by looking at it in Hebrew, it's kind of impossible to tell if it's singular or plural. So you kind of, it's a little bit of an interpretation there, whether to put it as heaven or heavens, and is there really a difference, between heaven and heavens? It's kind of a matter of opinion, but I'm just explaining why there's a discrepancy there. I believe that the King James is accurate to say heaven because, personally, I believe in Genesis 1:1, what's being created is the place where God lives, not the sky, because the sky is not created until day two with the firmament. So to me, if you put heavens in Genesis 1:1, it would sound like God's creating the earth and the sky. Because when I hear heavens, I don't think of the place God lives, I think of the sky. Whereas I believe the thing that's being created in verse one is the heaven where God lives. So, but as far as grammatically, the word can go either way. So that's why you see some Bibles do heaven, some do heavens. Grammatically, it can go either way, but I think it makes more sense for it to be heaven. So I think that's why the King James is right.